All right, one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins, cornerback Dimitri Patterson, joins us in studio. Claimed off waivers last Tuesday, practiced for the first time as a Dolphin on Wednesday, and on Sunday was in the starting lineup against the Buffalo Bills. That's a hell of a week.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind. The traveling and the physical coming in the middle of practice on Wednesday, but I tried to handle it as well as I could without being overwhelmed.
How did you feel on Sunday when all was said and done? You look back at your game.
You know, that was my goal. If I could just, get to Sunday and not, be too overwhelmed. I knew when Sunday got here, certain things would take over as far as my instincts was concerned. So it was just about getting to Sunday.
The biggest difference, and this seems to be what a lot of guys say in these situations, is terminology. Is that the big kind of learning curve over the course of the few days?
Yeah, because the thing with the NFL is you see a lot of the similar concepts as far as scheme-wise. It's just wordplay at the end of the day, being able to match this word, what you did with your former team. And if you could do that, then you should be able to make a transition.
Dimitri, give us an understanding, an average fan out there, of what that week is really like. I mean, here you are playing for one football team. Mm. You get released, and that is like one of the worst days for any professional athlete. And then all of a sudden the phone rings again. You got to travel. You talked a little bit about the travel. But give us a deeper insight into mentally what you go through, how challenging it is, and the support staff that helps you get through it.
Yeah, I think, when something like this happens, it was unexpectedly for me at the time. It's one of those things where you don't want to, naturally, you're only human. There's frustration that sets in. There's some disappointment. But at the same time, if you know you're a good player and you're putting good stuff on film, things will work themselves out. But it's just the process and going through the process and having to deal with the questions and the whys and, what happened and, because people want to know, people who care about you want to know what's going on, and that can be draining. It can be mentally draining. And at the same time, you still have to be able to function if there's an opportunity, at the door. So there's some emotional things there, but at the same time, you have to be even keeled, and you have to maintain like a stable mentality so that you continue to function and still be productive if the opportunity presents itself. And it's a lot. It's a lot.
You got
to
be a professional, right? No question about that. Yeah. So how many guys on this team did you know before you got here, like personally knew? I know you know names, but how many guys?
Oh, nobody.
Did you
ever, I don't know anybody.
No one, right?
No, I know nothing.
That is truly amazing.
Yeah.
Communication during the game?
No, but it was good, though. They welcomed me in. They received me very well. The communication during the game was – I tried to go into this game without having to ask any. I mean, that was my goal. I mean, I put in a lot of man hours or whatever, but obviously I'm not going to know everything. But whatever I did know, they filled it in, and they were a big help to me on Sunday.
And it looked like you're getting some help from the coaches on Sunday, too. Again, I think it goes back to that terminology thing, just helping you know exactly. So there weren't any mix-ups, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I tell my hat to the coaching staff, secondary coach, Al Harris, Blue. They did a great job in preparing me all week. Just constantly just hammering certain words so I can just be able to match those words with the concepts. I mean, all week, just constantly in my ear. Not, in an annoying way, but just in a very productive manner. And they were a big help for me on Sunday.
Dimitri Patterson is here, practiced for the first time as a Dolphin last Wednesday and started the game on Sunday. Nice to be able to be coached by a guy like Al Harris, who's been in the league as recently as he was and played at the level that he did.
Yeah, because he understands how it is. He understands the level of difficulty, he just has a good feel for what's going on, on the field and the business side of it. And, that's a big help.
Every locker room has a different dynamic in it. I know you've only been here a short period mm-hmm. of time. Talk to us a little bit about the dynamic inside the Miami Dolphin locker room from where you came from with the Cleveland Browns. Anything stand out once you got here?
Both teams are fairly young. But one thing I see here, I see a more just, I don't want to say use the word laid back, but guys are, confident in their own skin. These guys, they gel together, they mesh well together. It's very, very positive energy and a positive atmosphere here. That's what stood out to me the most. Everybody's positive, everybody's trying to communicate and help each other. That's what stood out in the first couple of days of me being here.
When you got here last week, obviously we all rushed to try and learn as much about you as possible, find out as much about you as we could. Found up you grew up at least part of your young life here in Miami, in South Florida, and you were a big follower of the Dolphins back then, those great defenses they had late 90s, early 2000s, with Sam, who's on our show, Pat Surtain, Zach, JT, that whole crew. Kind of neat to come back and get to wear this uniform?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a good feeling. You know, watching them growing up, even when I moved from Miami, still watching the Dolphins, keeping tabs on, you know, how they were doing and whatnot. And I got to tell you, it was kind of a surreal feeling, to say the least. But, yeah, you know, I was a Dolphin fan, and, you know, I respected a lot of the guys that played during that time. So it was a good feeling.
And that was your first game ever at Sun Life Stadium, I think, too, right?
It was.
That kind of cool?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's been a good experience. You know, this transition, even though the circumstances, you know, weren't ideal.
Sure.
No one wants it to be under those circumstances, but it's, you know, it's been a very smooth transition, a busy transition, but still smooth. That, you know, makes sense. But it's been a good transition overall.
Did you have to use your navigation system to find the stadium?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. And everything, just day by day. You know, right. I didn't want to think about too much. Just whenever it was, whatever was put in front of me. Mm-hmm. All right, I completed that. Then the next thing is put in front. Then I, you know, I wasn't thinking. I didn't want to think too far ahead. And that's how I approached this week. You know, I knew once I got this Sunday, you know, I would be able to play. It was just making sure I get the Sunday and I didn't overwhelm myself so that I couldn't be the football player that I know I can be on Sunday.
Makes a lot of sense. A very professional approach from Dimitri Patterson. Appreciate you coming in and spending a few minutes with us. Obviously been a whirlwind week or so, but welcome back to Miami, and hope it continues to go well for you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.